This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. As Mr. Announcer Man said, we talked with this gentleman about a year ago. Things were a little bit different. Things are the same. It's agriculture in the state. It's always a toss-up. John Lyman of Lyman Orchards joining us this morning. John, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing fine.
So we talked last year. We'll go a little bit in the past to get some of the present. You know, Mother Nature's fickle. Agriculture relies on Mother Nature, and you can't control it. How are we looking this season for the growing season versus last year?
Overall, it's been obviously almost a complete opposite of what we saw last year. So it's been a very good growing season. Yes, it has been a little wet, but enough moisture to keep the crop growing. Heat, crops love the heat, and sunshine. We'd love to see a little more sunshine, so maybe that we'll get the change in the weather pattern. But otherwise, everything is growing really well, and the crops are doing very well, and exact opposite of last year.
It's one of those, you know, you put your trust and faith in Mother Nature. Sometimes she kicks you while you're down. Other times she's just going to help you out. So that's good. You know, the growing season, the pick your own. Like, what are we picking right now if someone's looking to get out? Because it looks like the rain stopped for this day. Like, what are we picking over there today?
We're nearing the end of the blueberry season, so we still do have a few blueberries. Peaches are in peak season, and this year's crop is unbelievable. So people are going to love the peaches this year. We're going to have peaches right through September, but come get them now and just keep coming back because there's so many peaches. We're starting with early apples, early pears, so we've got those now. And we'll be rolling into, obviously, September, October with apples strong. We'll have our Asian pears starting toward the end of the month. And then pumpkins will be from mid-September on and throughout October. So, yeah, the crops are rolling along, but, again, beautiful peaches and starting with apples and pears right now.
So now, you know, people, I hear this a lot, the peaches. Is Connecticut known for peaches, or just, is it something we're kind of getting back into, or where's Connecticut on the peach echelon, shall we say?
Well, we're certainly a minor player when you look at the whole country. But interestingly, at the turn of the 1900s and 1890s through early 1900s, Connecticut's largest fruit crop was peaches, and we were the second largest producing state in the country at that time behind Georgia. But unfortunately, we are in a northern climate or the edge of where you can grow peaches. And we had a major freeze out in 1917-18 and pretty well killed all the peaches in the state. So we still grow peaches in the state, but it's not significant as much as it had been. And apples are our main crop now.
That's why you think of, you know, fall apples, New England, you think peaches south. So that's pretty interesting that we used to be that big of a powerhouse here in New England to grow peaches.
Yeah, and it peaches are like kind of a little bit like strawberries, where it's such a sought after seasonal crop. Peach season's a little longer, obviously, than strawberries, where it's about a 12 or 13 week season versus just a 4 week season for strawberries. But you know, we don't store them because they're perishable, so you come and get them when they're in season, and then when they're gone, they're gone. A lot of people like to can them and have them throughout the winter, and the varieties now and going forward are be great for canning because they're what they call freestone. So People like the Freestone peaches for the canning.
Well, that's interesting. I'm always learning something new when we talk to John Lyman over at Lyman Orchards. And we talked about this a few months ago, the sunflower maize, kind of a special cool little treat this year at the Yard Goats. How are the sunflowers holding up?
They're doing good. They're full. We'll be going through till the 25th of August. As you mentioned, we're partnering with the Yard Goats, so the design is the logo or the goat head. It's pretty intricate and tricky. People are really enjoying it. We had a great opening day. It's been great to work with Tim Restall and the whole team there with Hartford Yard Goats and cross promote. And people are enjoying it. Our goal is to make every one of our maize growers a Hartford Yard Goat fan.
That's awesome. And I know I'm looking at the calendar on Thursday nights, a little sunflower sips and sunset at the Lyman Orchard Sunflower Maze. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's actually Friday nights.
Okay.
It's the 16th and the 23rd, and it caters to our adult crowd, and you can come out and try samples of wine throughout the maze at different stations.
Just make the maze more tricky at that point, huh?
It does. We usually have to help people out at the end. At the evening, it's just gorgeous with the sun setting and the sunflowers. It's a gorgeous event and evening for people, and it's been a popular item. So we're looking forward to the next two Fridays for that.
That's awesome. And, you know, to kind of curtail on the peach conversation, Peach Festival's coming up.
Yeah, we've got that scheduled on the 17th, which is a Saturday. And I tell people, well, we've got Peach Fest every day here because the peaches are so beautiful this year. But no, the Peach Fest is, we do our main fruits and we do a festival around them. And so we'll have a lot of fun activities for the family to do. And we'll have food trucks here. And it just, you know, we have horse-drawn wagon rides. We've got a train that pulls people around the pond, and it's just it's a great event for everybody, and we're looking forward to that. And then we've got a car show the following Saturday, a VW car show, Volkswagen.
Loving that.
And yeah, and then we have a country DJ brunch buffet under the golf 10 on the 31st, or I'm sorry, on the 25th. And then on 31st and 1st, we have our Corn Maze and Cider Donut Festival. That'll be opening weekend for the Corn Maze. And I know WTIC this past week did a story about mazes teaming up with peanuts, and we happen to be one of those mazes. So our theme this year is peanuts. It's Snoopy on his doghouse and the Great Pumpkin Patch, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
I was wondering about that because I was looking through your website trying to see what this year's corn maze theme was. So that's cool.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, like you guys are teaming up, but that's an awesome thing.
It is. It is. It's a 75th anniversary, and it's an iconic cartoon and really part of Americana, and we're just happy to be able to be part of it and have fun with people. They'll learn a lot about not only Charlie Brown and Snoopy and the whole gang, but they'll learn a lot about Lyman Orchards and just sort of things we do. And also it supports a great cause. We donate $1 for every ticket sold to American Cancer Society and 50 cents to the Connecticut Cancer Foundation.
That's cool. Then, you know, that's one of those things. Agriculture plays such a big part in you and your family and the generations going back, just giving back to the difference. You know, the communities come out to support you, so you guys always give back to the community, whether it's, you know, the festivals, the maize, the teamwork you guys also do at the Salvation Army for different things. It's kind of cool that you're as big as you've gotten, you're still able to do those things for the communities in the state.
Well, we've been around for a while, and we really feel it's important to be integral in the community, that the community supported us, and we want to support the community, and it's been a win-win for everybody, and we just look at it that way, and the family's been committed to the land and committed to the community.
So now if people are heading out, we'll go back a little bit to like the Peach Festival. It's one of those things. I like that you guys do this with the different crops that you do, the Peach Festival, the Apple Festival. Like, it gives people an idea of what you can do with the produce that you just went out and picked.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll have demos about what to do, say, for canning, and, you know, plenty of information, plenty of recipes. And we do that at our Pick Your Own booths, too. You can get recipes and online as well. And you're right. It's, you know, people go out and pick, and then sometimes they're wondering, okay, I picked a lot. What am I going to do with it? I can't eat it all, so what can I do? Although, I tell people if you eat two apples a day, you're going to have a really, really healthy lifestyle.
Mm. So, I mean, and has canning gotten more popular? Like, is it making a comeback? Are you seeing that?
I don't know if I've seen it in any great degree. I think there's a definite component of it, but it's not like it was probably 40 years ago where it was standard for most households to be canning, even, you know, before that. So, but I think people are getting back a little bit to some of the traditions, and we're seeing some of it, but I wouldn't say it's a huge, huge movement at this point.
Oh, that's not it. I it's one of those things where, we like we were saying, you know, Connecticut does have its own agriculture history, its own, like, there's nothing better in my mind than Connecticut native corn. I mean, there's just, I'm planning I'm going to pick up at least a dozen ears on my way to the campground this, you know, next time I go up at one of the local farm stands. But there's nothing more fresh than Connecticut corn. So I think people need to get back to canning. Like, if you're picking those peaches or strawberries, yeah, or even apples, making some nice homemade applesauce, there's just something a little extra when you're doing that, when you're eating it too.
Absolutely. I think I'm hearing Joey Burgoyne is going to start a campaign for canning and freezing.
Make canning great again. Bring it back.
There you go. Exactly.
My mother-in-law does a lot. She, one of her big ones is like the, and I'm the only one that eats it, so she pretty much makes it for me, is the rhubarb jam. I love me some
great
rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb is great. I remember we used to have rhubarb sauce as kids. It's talk about a very unique local or seasonal crop. Rhubarb is one of those.
I remember growing up, my friends down the street, we were young, like preteens, they had rhubarb plants. You just grab a stalk, peel it in a cup of sugar. You just dip it in the sugar and chew on the stalk. Oh, it was the best thing ever. It's that sweet and sour that there's just nothing that can compare to it.
Yep, they're bringing back a lot of good memories.
Oh, yeah. Well, John, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to tending the fields. Thanks for making some time to talk to us today. Lots of festivals coming up. If people want more information, what's the website? How can people find out more about what's going on?
LymanOrchards.com or go to our Facebook page.
Well, it's just that easy because there's so many things going on at Lyman Orchards and right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.